Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Kia ora anō rākoutou, nau mai hoki mai ki tēnei punua pāho ki Everyday Māori. Ko māua tēnei e mihi atu nei ki a koutou, ko Hemi Kelly ahau.
Ko Āpera Woodfine ahau.
Kia ora anō e hoa kai te pēhea.
Tino pai rau atu e hoa, a koe?
Tino pai, kai te ora, kai te ora. I whakaro ake māua ko Āpera, kā pai mehemea kā hoki tātou ki te whakaū. So we were thinking it would be a good opportunity now to just go back and consolidate.
Good kupu, consolidate.
Yeah, in te reo we say whakaū, whakaū.
Whakaū.
Aye.
What does ū mean in that?
Ū's like fix.
Fix. Oh.
So make it tight, fix it. Yeah.
Cool. So we're going to be looking at nōkunaku, mōkumaku again.
Aye. Let's go back to that last episode where we talked about belonging.
Ka pai.
So we talked about nōku and nāku, and what's the difference between those two, Ehoa?
Nōku is for things that pertain to the O category. Nāku is for the R category.
Aye. Both of those kupu we can translate to say, it belongs to me, nōku, nāku. We're just going to use the words depending on the kaupapa of the kōrero. Hea te tahi tauira mo te nōku.
Nōku te waka.
The car belongs to me, or the car's mine.
Cool. Nāku te pene.
The pen belongs to me, or the pen's mine. Mm. Ka pai. Ai, tika. Okay, whakamātou taupoto. Short little quiz. Who does this land belong to?
Nōwai tēnei whenua.
Nōwai tēnei whenua. Ka pai. Nōwai tēnei whenua. Ai.
He aha ai? Ko te O category.
Oh, pai tēnā pātai. Whenua, he wāhi.
Wāhi.
He wāhi. Ai, going back to A and O, we looked at O category and the subcategories, and one of those was wāhi, so whenua comes into that category, wāhi, place. Nōwai tēnei whenua. Nē, maybe travelling through the country as you're on a little haerenga, tipi haere, and we pass through different iwi, we could say, nōwai tēnei whenua. And if you're around Taupō, we'd say, nō, ngāti, tū whare toa, tēnei whenua. What if you're in the Rotorua area, e hoa? And someone asks, nōwai tēnei whenua?
Nō te aroa tēnei whenua?
Nō te aroa tēnei whenua. Ai, ka pai.
Cool. So that's all because it's whenua.
Whenua.
Ka pai.
There's a waiata that I'm reminded of, and it goes, nōku tēnei whenua, nō ōku tūpuna. It's like, this land belongs to me. It belongs to my ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
That's a waiata by tauira. Okay, next question. Whose house is this? Whose house is this?
Nōwai tēnei whare.
This house belongs to the family.
Nō te whānau tēnei whare.
Ka pai, ka pai.
He aha ai, ko te O category.
He hai.
Nā te mea he whare.
Nā te mea he whare. He whakaruruhau.
He whakaruruhau.
Ai, shelter, protection. Shelter.
Okay.
Pai. Pai. Pātai tuatoru. Whose shoes are these, or whose are these shoes?
Ooh. Nōwai enei hu.
Ka pai. Nōwai enei hu.
He aha ai.
He aha ai. Why is it in the O category?
Whakarākei. Nā te mea, he momo whakarākei.
He momo whakarākei. Adornment.
Mm.
Kākahu. Hū, mōwhiti. All those things we wear on our body.
Cool.
These shoes belong to Hana.
No Hana e nei hu.
Ka pai. No Hana e nei hu. Whose fault is this? Whose fault is it? Whose is the fault?
No wai te he.
No wai te he. And I just want to say something there, hoa mā. When asking a question in te reo, this is something that's different from English. We want to rise or have the stress on the question word.
Okay.
No wai te he.
No wai te he.
Aye, no wai te he. So, I mean, in English, we often rise at the end of a pātai. And that's kind of been, it's transferred over into te reo because we're influenced so heavily by English. But what I've been taught is we want to have the stress or the emphasis on the question word. Whenever it's a question, kei te pēhea koe. You know, pēhea is the question. Ko wai tō ingoa? What's your name? No wai e nei hu. And so we kind of, yeah, rising in that middle part if the question word is there.
Mm-mm. Ka pai, that sounds a lot more natural to me as well.
It's your fault.
No te he.
It's your fault. No te he. Aye, ka pai, ka pai. Let's move on to nā wai. For our activity, me and Apiro are going to create sentences. So I'm going to start a sentence with a word and you're going to follow it on.
Okay.
Okay, we'll ask question and then we'll answer. So each sentence is going to go, nā, wai, and then we'll go from there. But we have to be mindful. We have to know that we're speaking about something in the R category now.
Okay.
Mā koe tī mata. I'll start. Nā.
Wai.
Te.
Kapu.
Kei.
Runga.
I.
Te.
Tepu.
Nā wai te kapu, i runga i te tepu.
Kei runga i te tepu.
Kei runga i te tepu.
And don't do what I just did. Don't do what I just did and I rose on the end of that pātai. Tepu! Because I got excited. Nā wai te kapu, kei runga i te tepu. Okay, we're going to answer it now. Nā.
Moana.
Nā moana. Ai, ka pai. Full stop. Kopi. Full stop. Mau e ti mata.
Okay. Nā.
Wai.
E nei.
Oh, I'm trying to think of something cool, but I can't think of anything cool.
Harder than it looks, yeah. Isn't it, e hoa?
Nā wai. Okay, anō.
Nā.
Wai.
E nei.
Pia.
Ka.
Okay, you can't go with it.
Pia.
Pia. Bia.
Any pia. Whose are the beers?
Whose are these beers?
Right. Nā wai e nei pia.
Nā wai e nei pia.
Nā.
Te.
Whānau.
Nā te whānau e nei pia. Kampai, try that at home, e hoa mā, or don't try that at home, creating a sentence.
It's hard.
It's harder than you think. Nā wai e nei pia. Beer. Whose are these beers? Nā te whānau e nei pia. Kampai. That's nā no. Let's revise mā mō. Last week we talked about one of the most common ways we use mā and mō is when we're offering kai or refreshments like water, inu. And so often asking that question like, would you like, do you want, is what we'd say in English. Can I get you something? Ha e tehi kōrero e hoa? What are some phrases you would use in te reo?
He wai mau. He wai mou.
He wai mou. He wai mou. And if we're offering things, that's really the only one that's going to be mou. Because, you know, any other inu and any other kai is going to be mau.
Mau, right.
So, good note there.
Okay. He kaputi mau.
He kaputi mau.
Okay. He tiakarete mau.
Ai, he tiakarete māku. Ai, he tiakarete māku. I'll have a chocolate. All right.
How would you say, would you like anything?
He aha mau.
He aha mau. He aha mau. Cool.
He aha mau. And then you get the opportunity there to replace aha with what you want. He aha mau.
He pia māku.
Ka pai, māku e tiki. I'll grab it. He pia māku. or asking two people like he kai mā kōru wa?
Ai, he kina.
He kina?
Māua.
Ai, he kina mā māua.
He kina mā māua.
We'll have some kina. Okay, I'll just go out and dive for that, and I'll be back in about 3 days.
Ka pai e ho. Give me a call if you need help.
I, when going out to the shop or to the supermarket, quite often I'll use that pātai that we just talked about. Hea ha māu, e haere anau ki te toa, ne? Is there anything I can get you? Hea ha māu, what would you like? In other words, if we're going to list a few things, like I want this, 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 and this. Yeah, like I want some bread, butter, and milk. We're going to say, he parawa, he pata, he miraka, and then we're going to add on the end the word for also. He parawa, he pata, he miraka.
Hoki?
Hoki, aye. He parawa, he miraka, he parawa, he pata, he miraka hoki. Māku.
All of those things.
All of those things. So, if, you know, just going back to the pātai, and if we are wanting more than one thing when we're listing, the easiest way to go about it is list, he, 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 and then after that last item, we're saying hoki.
Cool.
Hoki for also.
Hoki. Okay, cool.
Or anō hoki. Anō hoki.
Cool. So, he tauira, e haere anau ki te hokomaha, he aha māu.
He ika, he waina, he tihi hoki.
Ka pai, me tiki au.
Ai, haere ki te tiki. That's how we talk about, and what if you're offering, quite often in Te Reo Pākehā we say, would you like a coffee or a tea? You know, we give two options.
I know this one, I think.
Ooh, kōrero mai.
He kawhi, he kaputi rānei, māu.
Pai, ai. That kupu for all, which is rane, is going to sit at the end of the two options. Or three or four, you know, if there's more than one.
I love that. I really love how all sits at the end of the sentence. So we just list them like we would if we were listing them with and. But instead of and, which is hoki at the end, we put rane.
Rane. So, kia ora hoa he kawhi, he kapiti, he pia, he waina rānei māu. They're giving them all those options.
Yeah.
Oh, he waina māku. Yeah, I'll have a wine.
What if they list them all and say hoki māku?
Then something's wrong. Ka pai, next time you have manuhiri over at your whare e hoa mā, be sure to offer them a kaputi or a kawhi or a pia or a waina using the phrases that we've learnt today.
Ka pai. Ka hoki māua a tērā wiki.
He kaupapa hou, he akoranga hou. Kia ora koutou.
Mā te wā.
Everyday Māori is supported by Te Mātā Wai, kia ukai poa nō te reo.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.